Today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph, as we again near the ends of Hamafkid, three more blot to Hamafkid today, and Be'ez Hashem Sunday and Monday. And Monday, Be'ez Hashem, we switch over to Hazav. But day by day, says the Gemara on Mem Amid Beis. Mem Amid Beis, we are talking about the understandings of buyers and sellers when they deal with oil, when they deal with wine, what is understood in terms of the dregs, in terms of the absorption. That was yesterday's discussion. So we're just finishing that up first. So we're up to the word Tana. Tana is the last word on the line, about the ninth to last skinny line on Memo base. The word is Tana. Tana. So we've been speaking about the dregs at the bottom of the oil barrel, whether the seller is allowed to mix in the dregs before he sells the oil. That was yesterday's discussion, machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, not only does it apply to the dregs that settle to the bottom, but there's also a discussion of the of this also a type of substance that flows to the top that's called pkatim. So type of substance that flows to the top. So tana, echad alokeach v'echad amafkid l'kmatim. A buyer and an owner have the same halacha for pekatim. What are pekatim? So Rashi says, psoles hagarinim hatzafin al pnei hashemen. Right, like the seeds and the guk that's connected to the seeds that float to the top of the oil. So the buyer and the mafkid have the same halacha. So myla pekatim, what does that mean? What does it mean that they have the same halacha? Ilema ki he, and the Ritva says that it's pekatim are garua mishmarim. That's the lashon of the Ritva. So even if shmarim might be included, but pekatim is not really part of the oil. So ilei makihechi delo keach lo makabel pekatim mafkin nami lo makabel pekatim. Does this comparison mean that just like a buyer does not accept pekatim, meaning you're not allowed to give the buyer any pekatim? You gotta basically like you skim chicken soup. You gotta skim the oil before you sell it. So if that's true, that the lo keach doesn't accept, and the same thing with the mafkid, meaning if the mafkid gives oil to a shomer, a shomer is not allowed to give back pekatim. So the Gemara says, why not? What's the fault of the shomer? The shomer said, this is your oil. This stuff floated to the top of the oil, so I should be able to give it back to you. So why should the mafkid be able to? Why should the shomer be able to give it back to the mafkid? So Ella, what must it be? The opposite. But the opposite, that just like the mafkid accepts pekatim because this is part of the oil, so to the lokeach, so to the buyer also accepts pekatim. That's it. There, meaning it's understood. It's understood that it's automatic. Does lokeach really accept it? V'atanya b'yuda omer lo amru shemen achur. Shemen achur meaning oil that has impurities in it, the loss of that is only borne by, that's how Rashi reads this line, lohai amru shemen achur, the loss caused by shemen achur only is borne by el lomocher belvad, only the seller bears the loss. Sharei lokeach mekabel alav logu mechze shmarim below pekatim, because the buyer accepts 1.5 log without pekatim. So you see that the buyer does not accept it. So what do you mean that the buyer and the mafkid are the same? So lo kasha, so it depends. Hadiyav lezuzi b'tishrei v'kashaka m'nei b'nisan, kimida de tishrei. One case is where he paid for the oil in tishrei, and he's getting oil in tishrei. And I'm sorry, he's getting more oil in Nisan based on the Midah of Tishrei. And in Tishrei, everybody understood that oil has pekatim in there. So therefore, then that's the case where the lokeach would be makabelit. Hadiyav le zuzei b'nisan, v'kashaka le b'nisan, ki bidah d'nisan. There, everything's in the springtime. So there, the oil is a much better quality, and therefore it's much clearer. So then, that's what the second Bryce is talking about, that it has to be borne by the mocher. Because the understanding is that the lokeach wouldn't have any part to the pekatim. Okay, that's just finishing up yesterday's discussion.
This is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso. The Rabbanan held in a similar that you don't go by Nisan and Tishrei. It could be a get.
Right, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, who says that he's not mochel. Ain't no need to lemachila. So here too, right? I guess you're right. This you have to be very exacting. So what question is, would the Rabbanan argue with this? Would the Rabbanan say that if you also had the break in time, would you not? But you're right, maybe it's connected to Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso that said yesterday, yesterday that the there is no mechila in a case where you can interpret it otherwise. So he said that yesterday. Okay, says the Mishnah, third line. I gave you a barrel of mine to watch, and we did not specify a spot in your house. No, just take my barrel and watch it for me, please. The tiltala of an ishbara, and then I moved your barrel and it broke. So what's the halacha? So imitoch yado nishbara, if it broke as I was moving it, so then it depends. L'tzarcho chayiv, if I was moving it for my own purposes, I wanted to use the barrel for something, so then I'm responsible. I wasn't allowed to move it. Why am I moving the barrel? I'm a shomer. Shomer's not allowed to happen. I wasn't a shoel. I was a shomer. So therefore, I'm going to be chayiv if I move it. L'tzarcho pater. But l'tzarcho, if I was moving it for the good of the barrel itself, then pater, because then I'm allowed to do. Right? I'm protect as part of my chiyuvei shmiris to protect the barrel. So if I'm moving the barrel to a place where it's in a better state, so then I'm going to be pater. That's if it breaks during the moving. But im mishehi nicha nishbura. But if it broke after I moved it already, then bein latzarcha pater. Then I'm always going to be pater. Always going to be pater because we didn't set a defined spot for it. So now it's in a different spot. Nothing happened to it on the move. So therefore, it's just like it was originally. And therefore, I'm pater no matter what. But yichdu lo habay lamakom. But if we designated a spot in my house for this barrel, and then v'totel of an ishbara, then I moved it and it broke, so then it doesn't matter, b'mitach yado b'mishinicha, it doesn't matter if it broke on the way or after it went there, l'tzarcho chayiv. L'tzarcho is going to be chayiv, because once I moved it from the place where we designated, I'm going to be chayiv. We're going to get to in the Gemara, did you put it back in the same spot? Or not? Unclear in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to talk about it. But litzarcho chayiv. But if I moved it for my own purposes, I'm going to be chayiv. Litzarcha pater. If I moved it for its own purposes, I'm going to be pater. So there's a chilek between litzarcho and litzarcha for my purposes or for the barrel's purposes. Ask the tour. The tour quotes the Ramah. Here goes the Ramah and says there's another case. Litzarcho and litzarcha from Hilcha Shabbos. We're familiar with another litzorech. Litzarech gufo and litzorech mikomo. So what about Litzarach Makom? What if I move the barrel because I needed the spot for the barrel? So we know in Hilcha Shabbos, for Klishon Atal Isser, Litzarach Gufo, Litzarach Makom, Mutter, and Litzarach for the item itself is a problem. What's called Nechama Litzel. So here, we also have the three categories. The Mishnah spoke about Litzarach for my purposes, Litzarach for its purpose. What about Litzarach Makomo? So that's a Ramah. Tur quotes the Ramah in in Choshen Mishpat, in Tiltal Litzarach Makoma, Kasav HaRamah, Shelo Nase Gazlan. Ella adayin hu shomer, right? You didn't pick up a gazlan right away because you didn't violate, but you're still a shomer. V'chayiv b'pshia u'pater ba'onsin. You're chayiv in pshia and you're pater if an ones happens. V'dafka shelo ira ha'ones machmas shinui hamakom. The only pater from an ones if the ones occurred not because of the change of spots. Meaning, let's say lightning. As long as lightning didn't hit that spot, let's say the ones occurred because there was an earthquake. But what if it moved? You moved it next to the window, and then lightning struck that spot, and it wouldn't have happened had you not moved it. So the onis ba machma shinu imakom shashina imakom sheyichtol obaylim chayiv afilo mishinicha tefilaso bepshia v'sofa baonesu. In that case, v'tchaz bepshia v'sofa baones, and therefore you'd be responsible. V'im lo yichtol obaylim makom, and if the baylim did not designate a spot, alva bishia ira onis machma shinu imakom kivan shlo pasha meikara pater. So the Ramah says, what if you move it Litzarach Makomo? So it depends. If you designated a spot for it, if you designated a spot, and then you moved it, so then even if an ones occurs, you're going to be responsible. You shouldn't have moved it for sofa ones. But if there was no designation of spot, then you are going to be pater. This Ramah is quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes this in Reish Tzadik Beis. Total Tzarach Makoma, Chayev, Bipshia, Opater, Baonsin, Vimira, Haones, Machma, Shini, Amakom, that it depends if Yitul Amakom or Lo Yitul Amakom, as we just explained. The Sma comments on the Ramah, this applies even if you put it in a highly guarded spot. What if you put it in a more guarded spot than it was in? Says the Sma, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. If you weren't allowed to put it into a different spot, so then you are going to be responsible. The onis ba machma shini makom, and the nesivas cannot accept that. Nesivas cannot accept if you put it in a spot that's more guarded. You're going to be more responsible.
Is it still called Pshia?
Oh, is it still called Pshia? That's the question. Says the Nesiv, it can't be called Pshia. That can't be called Pshia if I put it in a higher Makam Mishumar. Lafiani has died, he says the Nesiv, it's Hadvarim Tamuim. Right? It's Tamuah. Fine, you want to say that you aren't supposed to do it because of the svar we had earlier. Ein ritzoni shei pekdoni biadachar. I don't want it in another spot. I don't want it by another person. But still, mitam, the level of onyx that you're responsible for now, as long as you're still not a gazlan, he says, I don't think so. L'chein yir l'fiyani is daiti. Da kavana d'chai b'pshiyah. Says the Nesivos, what does the Ramah mean? Quoted in the Ramah, quoted in the Ramah, quoted in the Ramah. Right, what does it mean? The Aleph quoted in Hey, the Chai B'Pshia, Hainu, in Pasha B'Shinu Yamakom Neged Ezo Shum Davar. If the new spot you were Poshaya in, Kagon Shemiyit B'Shmira Shamakom Ahu Einu Mishumar Kalkach. Right, that's the only reason. The Kivan Davi P'Shia Neged Davar Acher, Memei L'Chai L'Afilu Ba'Onesh, Shamakom L'Avi P'Shia Negdo, Mikamakom Avi Onesh B'Amachas P'Shia V'Chayiv. Right, if you put it in a different spot, a lower level Shmira, so then that's called a Pshia, and therefore you're going to be Chai for any Ones. Avo belav afi nirlani is daiti de patur. Kivan de makom ahu yoser mishumarhu, vahu atzmo ashomer, lo garbi masal acher, lemi shiroga lahafki de patur. Right, so therefore, like we had in the sugi of shomer, samasal shomer, if you gave it to a shomer that he's used to giving it to, so therefore, you are not going to be responsible. Okay, so that is the nesivus that one shouldn't be chayiv in that case. Okay, that was just what the comment that the Mishnah did not talk about. Mishnah spoke about Litzarcha and Litzarcho. What about a case of Tzarech Makoma? Okay, now we get to the Gemara. Hamani, who is the Mishnah going according to? Rabbi Yishmael, he is going like Rabbi Yishmael, who we already alluded to in the past few days, the Amar Lo Be'inan Das, or we're going to allude to today, Lo Be'inan Das Bailam. Rabbi Yishmael says, you don't need Das Bailam. What does that mean? The sugi is at the end of Masechet Baba Kama, which we discussed. Three different shitas in the Gemara there. The sugya of, if I steal something, what level of hashava do I have to do to give it back? Can I give it back and just stick it into the guy's field? Can I stick his sheep into his herd without his knowledge of it? Do I have to tell him about it? Do I have to put it into his house? Do I have to put it into his yard? That's the whole discussion of what does a hashava require. So our Mishnah, says the Gemara, seems to be going like Rabbi Yishmael, who says you don't need Das Bailam. Why? Because the ratio, the first case of the Mishnah says, if I put it back, right, and if I put it back, there was no Yichud Lo Bailam, there's no Yichud Makom. And I put it back, I'm potter no matter what. Even if afterwards it breaks. If it breaks no matter why it breaks, even if I moved it Litzarcho, right, which means I stole it. I stole it, I used it for my own purposes, and the second I put it somewhere, Mishinicha, I'm Pater. Why? Because I put it back. And even if he doesn't know about it. So that's why the ratio of the Mishnah seems to be like Rabbi Yishmael. Where's Rabbi Yishmael? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, we added at the end of Baba Kama. If I steal a sheep from a herd, or a sela from a kiss, right, I steal from his wallet, L'makom shegonav yachzer, just put it back. Put it back wherever you stole it from. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's what Rabbi Yishmael says. Right, Rabbi Yishmael, but right, you have to admit, sometimes it's embarrassing. Let's say you want to do tshuva. So you want to do tshuva. You stole a sheep. You don't want to go and say, I stole your sheep. You know, so you'd rather just put it back. So Rabbi Yishmael says, no problem. Right, it relates to, machlokas we mentioned in the past, between the Chafetz Chaim and other Achronim. Chafetz Chaim writes in Shmir Salashin, let's say I spoke Lashon Hara about somebody. Let's say Rachmana Litzlan, I spoke Lashon Hara about somebody. This week's Parsha, Aloscha. Actually, this week's parsha for some of us in the world. This week's parsha. So I spoke lashon hara, and then I want to do tshuva. So do I have to like go and apologize? So if he knows about it, then he knows that I said it. Of course, I have to go to apologize, no matter how lowly I have to lower myself. Let's say he doesn't know about it, and there's no loss that was caused to it, and you know I don't foresee any reason to have to tell him other than I spoke lashon hara. So do I have to tell him? It's gonna cause more hurt by telling him. So do I have to tell him then? Do I have to tell him? So some Achronim say, of course you have to tell him. It's Lashon Hara, he spoke Lashon Hara about him, you have to tell him. Says the Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon, he says no. If it's a case, that minority case, it's very few times it comes up, but it's such a minor case that he doesn't know about it, there was no lost cause, or there's nothing that'll help saying it now, he doesn't know you said it, he doesn't know, nothing came out of it, and if you go there, it's just going to ruin the relationship. Right, I said that you're a real, you don't really do so well at work, but you know what, I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to make sure that you know heartfelt apologies, I'm sorry. Right, so what's he going to say? Yeah, thanks a lot. Thank you very much, the relationship is finished forever. Says, Says the Chafetz, even if you mean it, even if you mean it, says the Chafetz Chaim. That's the hope. The whole point of going of the saying, I'm sorry for lashon hara, is totsah oriented, to create ava v'achra. Therefore, if that's the truth, then it's better not to say it. That's the Chafetz Chaim. Again, it's a big discussion in the Achronim. Look in the footnotes in the Be'er Mayim Chaim of the Shmiras HaLashon, so then that all the Achronim are discussing. Do you focus on the mice of the Lashon Hara, the Totsah? That's a Lumdus in Lashon Hara. Let's hopefully leave it for Lumdus and not have to deal with these cases. Okay, so says the Gemara, it must be Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, if I stole something, I don't have to tell him about it. Right? Ein Sarech. Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Zorach, that's Bailam. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you have to tell him. And if you didn't tell him, you're still Chayiv. Right? It's top Rashi, Vim Lohu Diem Chayiv Achri Yusan. In Meso Nigran, I'm still Chayiv Ba'onsin. Demi the Shakle, once I took it, Kamle Bershuse, it's mine. Vahashava below Yediya, Lav Hashavahi. Rashi says, Hoshava below Yediya is not called a Hashava. So therefore, the Resha of our Mishnah seems to be like Rabbi Ishmael. Because once I take it and I put it back, right? Then, no matter what, even if I had taken it, l'tzarchi, my needs, I'm already potter. So Gemara says, "E Rabbi Ishmael, my area lo yichtu, afil yichtu nami." If it's Rabbi Ishmael, then why does the Mishnah give a case where the Bailam were not miyachin makom? Even if the Bailam were miyachin makom, and then you put it back in that makom, that also would be potter according to Rabbi Ishmael. So why does the Mishnah specifically talk about a case of lo yichtu makom? So Gemara says, "Lomi boy kamar." It's the lomi boy. It's the not only methodology of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling you the greater Chiddush. Lomi ba yichdu. Not only if you took it from the place where you designated and you put it back to the place where you designated. Of course, there demekoma he. You put it back in the right spot. So Rabbi Shmuel would say patur ela afilo lo yichdu. But even in a place where you did not designate a makom, the lav makoma he. So you might say that you didn't put it back in the same spot. Even though you didn't designate a spot, it's not in the same spot that it originally was. So lo biinan das bailam. That's the Chiddush, that even in that case, you are going to be Pater. Right? That is the that's the case. It's an important comment of the Machane Ephraim. Machane Ephraim asks that from here, it sounds like, right, if there is no Yichud Makom, so then the Shomer is not going to be responsible, because we didn't designate a spot at the beginning, and therefore, there's not going to be a problem. But there are other sources, other makoros that he quotes in Hilchos Shomrim, Perek Simen Gimel, that seem to say that no, that even that there is a responsibility of the shomer, even if there was no yichud makom. So says the Minchas Ephraim, without getting into all the details of why he got to this yisod, but just to say the yisod. Dinir the Yesh L'chalik, bein hecha de hifkid etzlo the yichud lo hanifkan makom. If the mafkid gave it to the shomer, and he said, gave the nifkat set a certain spot. And you come into my house, and the shomer says, you know what, put it in that corner. If the shomer said, put it in that corner, what does that mean? Then I am not responsible. Right? You come into my house, and I say, yeah, put it over there. We could assume that just means I'm giving you that spot. I'm not going to guard it. I'm not going to watch it. Just put it in that spot. But if the mafkin himself says, I'm putting it here, okay? And the kshef kidu etzlo, v'amar b'zavazu, and he wrote to sheyia, v'nisratza hanifkat, the nifkat says, sure, great spot. So then, az hagam de'oshli li'makom shomer, fine, you gave him the spot, gam kein havei, v'kun sh'amar li'amafkin me'ikar shmar li. Then the shomer accepts more responsibility there. Right? He does this to answer a couple of questions, but says the Machane Ephraim, maybe there's a chiluk where the guy comes into my house and I say, where can I put this? And I say, put it over there, where he says, I'm putting it here, okay? In the latter case, the Machane Ephraim assumes there's more responsibility accepted by the shomer. He works that out to fit into various theories that he has with different cases. Okay, so says the, yeah.
Is there any instance in our Mishnah where the shomer is high for the neighbor or not?
Well, we're going to get to that in the Gemara. We're going to get to that. Let's continue.
Okay.
whether he's what he's considered. It depends what his kavana was, as we'll see.
Okay.
So says the Gemara. So we have the Risha that seems to be like Rabbi Yishmael, that you don't need das bailam. Ema seifa, fifth line, but the seifa, yichtala bailam makom, mitiltala, if we were miyachid, if we did that designated spot, and then we moved it, benishbra, and it broke, beimi tokyada, beimi shinicha, l'sarcha chayav, l'sarcha patur. Right, what do you see from there? That if I put it, if we were designated a spot, and then I put it back, l'chora, into the same spot, let's assume that's the case, and it says, even if I put it down, l'sarcha chayav. Why it sounds like not Rabbi Yishmael? Because there it sounds like you didn't, you put it back in the right spot. You didn't have das bailam and your chayiv. So says the Gemara, Aslan Rabbi Akiva, Damar Dina das bailam. So the seifa must be gone like Rabbi Akiva, who says that you do need das bailam. So Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, my arya yichtu, afilo yichtu nami. So again, according to Rabbi Akiva, so then even if you were not miyachid makom, you would be responsible. Why do you specifically give a case where you designated a spot? So Gemara says, Lomi bai kamar. Again, it's saying the greater chiddush. Lo mi boy, lo yichdu, not only if we did a designated spot. The lav makomahi, that this is not its spot specifically. El afilu yichdu nami, de makomahi, even if I put it back in the exact spot that we spoke about, and nothing happened in the interim. Something only happened later, bina das bailam. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. Shiva Kubatsis just asks, why do we have to go to the Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael chiddush? Why did the Gemara just say, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa? Right, one case is Chayav, one case is Pater. We have to say, oh, this is Rabbi Akiva, this is Rabbi Yishmael, and therefore we have a problem. Ask the Shita, in Lahakshos, below Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, Yiksha, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Why, what's the difference? The Yishlomar, the Havamina, no, without the Machlokas Tanam, there wouldn't be the Kasha. Why? The Beseifa, Kiva, De Yiche, Lo Makom, Az Kapit, Balachavis, Shaloika, Chenem, Isham, Klau. Loka, Chayav, Miyadin, Shalachu, Gilyon. Says the Shita, because we would have answered, if we didn't have the Stira, that maybe the difference is because by Yichin Mako, maybe the Umdina is, we assume that I don't want you to touch this period. That's why I was Miyachin Mako. So even if you put it back in the same spot, that's it. So we could have had that answer. So that's why, once though we say it's a Machlokas Tanoim, now we have the problem of how do you work out the Mishnah altogether. But we could have just answered that simply. So now the Gemara says, Reisha Nami, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva? Is that what we're stuck with? Are we stuck that when Rav Yehuda Nasi put together this Mishnah anonymously, he meant the Reisha to be according to one sheet and the Sefer according to another Shita? So the Gemara answers, in yes, to Rabbi Yochanan, because after all, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mande Metargim Lichavis, Aliba Dachat Tana, whoever could explain the Mishnah about the barrel, our Mishnah, whoever could explain the Mishnah of Chavis, according to one opinion, Mo Vilna Mane Basre Lebe Mesusa, I'll carry his clothing, his towel to the bathhouse for him. Meaning I'll be indebted to him. Meaning I wish somebody, right, Halavai, what do we yearn for? Right, another Musar Haskel. What do we yearn for in life? I wish somebody could explain this to me. That's what he, Rabbi Yochanan, yearns for. I wish somebody could give me Pshat in the Mishnah. Right, and if he did, I will carry his items to the bathhouse. So what exactly is this Lashon about carrying items to the bathhouse? Where does this Lashon come from? So two ideas. Maariv Chaya says that it's based on a Gemara in, where is it? Gemara in, where is it? Where are we? Memal, here it is. Gemara in Kiddushin. Nearly, to Kaimala, we paskin, to Evet, Shahola, Caleb, Shala, Adon, Labesa, Merchatz, Kone, Aide, Zeba, Chazaka. An Evet that carries his master's items to the bathhouse, so he does, that's a Kinyan in that, by that carrying. The Zehavi, Avodas, Shel Evet. That's Abdus. Carrying towels to the bathhouse is not the most glamorous, servitude, and he gets lowly servitude, and he becomes nikne ke'eved. The kaimalana we hold komalacha she'eved osel rabo talmud osel rabo. Right, there's a parallel between an eved and a rav. The kamar of Yochanan demishi taritz lo chavis yolach achrav lo beis amerchatz the yafar same lekol she osel osherus shechayev atam al rav uchumedum elisha isi zeb sefer toldos adam bein sifro tachas yadi. Right, so that's what he says, because the Gemara says that there's a parallel between actions that an Eved has to do and a Rebbe and a Talmud has to do. So that's the parallel. That is the Maariv Chayes. The Be'er Sheva, quoted by some Achronim here, the Be'er Sheva and the Tshuva, quotes, maybe it's even going deeper. We know, the Gemara says in Maseches Ksubis, that any malachas that an Eved does for his Rebbe, a Talmud can do it, except for certain malachas. For example, Chutz me hataras amino b'makam she'in makirin oso. You can't untie your shoes if they don't know you. Why? Shema Yomru Evedhu. A Talmud can't do that. An Eved could untie his Rebbe's shoes. right? But a Tam it can't, because then they're going to think he's an Eved. So it can't do that. Unless he's wearing tefillin. If he's wearing tefillin, so the halacha is he wouldn't wear, an Eved doesn't wear tefillin in front of his Rebbe. So if he's wearing tefillin, so then there's no problem. So says the Be'er Sheva, Hataras Mino must not be dafka, untying a shoe. It must be any lowly action, like schlepping a towel to the bathhouse, also would be included. That a Talmud is not allowed to do that for a Rebbe because they're going to think he's an Eved. And the Be'er Sheva quotes that there are other Gemaras that tell us that Rabbi Yochanan had certain issues that he didn't always wear tefillin. He didn't always wear tefillin. So maybe that's what's being emphasized here by Rabbi Yochanan. I'm not wearing tefillin, and I'll still do this menial labor for anybody who gives me pshat. I don't care, because I want to know pshat in this Mishnah. The Echorim, though, ask on the Be'er Sheva, how is he allowed to do that? I thought the Gemara says he's not allowed to do that because they're going to think he's an Eved. Maybe everybody knew Rabbi Yochanan. There was no chash, even though he didn't wear tefillin. Either way, that is another pshat of why the Gemara says this. Right? We also had a Gemara back in Baba Kama Daf Chaf where the Gemara says a Talmud asked the Rebbe a question. The Rebbe said, you know what, do a service for me and then I'll give you an answer. Okay, because he wanted to create the Talmud Rebbe relationship in terms of Shimush. As the Gemara says in Brachas also, Gedola Shimusha Yosa Milimuda. Right, should be Mishamish Talmud Chacham is also extremely important, not just learning from a Talmud Chacham. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, I wish that somebody would give me pshat. So the Gemara answers, okay, three possibilities. Three possibilities of how the Mishnah can be according to one opinion, and we'll see why Rabbi Yochanan did not accept any of them. But the Gemara says, number one, Tirgum Rabbi Yaakov or Abba Kami Derav, all the opinions are that the Mishnah is really going according to Rabbi Yishmael. Really according to Rabbi Yishmael, that you don't need Das Bailon. I in the Seifa, why, if you, in the case of Yichdu Lo Bailon, if you put it back, are you Chayiv? Because in the Seifa, you didn't put it back in the same spot. That's why you're going to be Chayiv. You didn't put it back in the same spot, and you were Miyachim Makam. So that's why you're going to be responsible. But what exactly, the three different answers, though, are, what was your intention when you picked it up? Tirgum Rabbi Yaakov or Abba Kami Derav, Shenotzla Amanas L'Gozla. Case one, that you picked it up, Amanas, to steal it. You picked it up on the mat to steal it, and therefore you have to do a Hashava Ma'alya, Rashi says. You have to do a Beheshiv. And therefore, if you put it back in the wrong spot, that is not good enough of a Beheshiv. Number two, Tirgum Rav Nasan Bar Abba Kamei Derav Shenat Lamanas L'Shloch B'Yad. You picked it up in order to do Shlichus Yad, to use it a little bit, not to steal it. You wanted to use it. You were a Shomer. You're not allowed to use it, right? You're not a Shoel. So you had plans to use it, and that is called Shlichus Yad. Big sugya of Shlichus Yad or tomorrow's daf, the next day's daf, coming up here at the end of a mafkit. Lamanas L'Shloch B'Yad, right? You wanted to use it a little bit. Rashi explains Shlichus Yad is taking miksasa and not taking kula. That's one of the differences between it and gazel. But Mike Mifligi, what's this machlokas about? Whether legozla or leshloch bayad, b'shlichus yad tzricha chisaron. The machlokas is whether you're chayiv for shlichus yad even if the item does not depreciate during your shlichus yad. Man de amar legozla, according to the one who says legozla, he holds that Shlichus Yad requires depreciation, and therefore here it did not depreciate, so you cannot say it was Amanas L'Shloch B'Yad, because that would be nothing. You wouldn't be considered somebody who did something wrong, and therefore you have to say it's the case of Amanas L'Gozla. And therefore it's good enough to be responsible in order, as long as you had in mind L'Shloch B'Yad. Those are the first two answers. Third, Maskel Rav Sheshes says, I don't like these two. Midi Notzlaktani. So they say you took it in order to take it. Doesn't say Notzlaktani. Just says you moved it. So Ella Amar Rav Sheshes, a third shot. Hach b'maya skinan kigon shetiltul olaheich lahabiyala gozlos. You took the barrel because you wanted to use it as a stepladder. You wanted to reach some birds up top. So that's why you moved it. V'kasavar. But this Tana holds. Shol shlomidas gazlan have a shoel shalomidas. A shoel, if you're a shoel, but if you're a shoel, we're not supposed to be a shoel, so then you are considered a gazlan. Very interesting, important shaila, which I'm going to get into right now, but when do you know that you're a shalech boyan, and when do you know that you're a shoel shalomidas? Both of them, you're kind of using them. Shalech boyan just means you moved it, you didn't plan to use it like a shoel, you just plan to steal it a little bit, but not all of it. Big discussion in the Rishonim, how you define each of these. Right, again, gazlan is clear. Gazlan means you want to steal it, period. You don't want to give it back. Shol shalomidas means you want to use it normally. You take somebody's rake to use it, you're going to give it back. Shalech boyad is something different. Right, so Rashi said it means that you wanted to take part of it and not not use it normally and not steal it. So you have to figure out where Shalach Bo Yad comes in. But anyway, the Gemara answers now, and the following two lines are going on all three answers, as Rashi explains. Rashi says, Ashinuya de Kulhukai. The following lines are going on everything. V'kul Rabbi Yishmael hi. It's all going according to Rabbi Yishmael, meaning the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yishmael. V'seifa sheini chamakam sheini makoma. And the seifa, you put it down in a spot that was not the original spot. Verb yo, and that's all. That's how the Mishnah could be according to all one opinion of the Tanaim. Finishing up, Verb Yochanan, hinicha bimkoma mashma. Rabbi Yochanan rejects all these three opinions because he says hinicha sounds like you put it back in the same spot. So it's hard to say that the seifa is a case where you put it back into a different spot. Period. Question. Ask the Nemuki Yosef here. Nemuki Yosef says one of the possibilities here is that you're a Shoel Shalomidas, and by a Shoel Shalomidas, you're Chayiv. That's what you're Chayiv here. Ask the Nemuki Yosef 1 minute. Isn't a definition of a Shoel Kol Hana'a Shelo? Gemara says that in a few places. The Shoel Shalomidas means that you have all the Hana'a, meaning the Mash'il cannot use it right now until the end of the She'ela time. So, Shoel Shalomidas requires Kolan HaShalo, but here it's not Kolan HaShalo. Here you used it, but the Mafkid can take it back whenever he wants. So why should this be called a She'ela? The Afagav Delo Mechayim Mishum Shoel Shalomidas. Ela Hecha Shekol HaNashalo Kedi Isa Lakaman. The Hacha, what'd you do? You picked it up to use as a stepladder. You don't plan to use it for everything. Here, Harik Shavagbiyacha Vizu Amanas Lish Tamish Babesa Shashomer. Lo Havi Kolana Shalo, Tohalo Mafka Mitashmish Bailim, Shadaitam Shati Babeso. Because the Bailim is also still using it. Why? It's still in your house. You're still washing it for the Bailim. Therefore, he still has Mixasana, and you have Mixasana. So how can you say it translates to be a Shoel? Vahari Hiu Mishtameris Sham Kemosha Isa Kodam Shishtamish Ba. It's guarded just like it was guarded beforehand, so the Bafkin is still using it. So im ken yish hananala baile banala ze shibishtamish ba. So therefore, why is this a case of kolana? Why is this a case of Shoel? Yish lomar kiva de kaimel on Rabbi Akiva mechaveros. Since we all like Rabbi Akiva, who says Rabbi Akiva savar kiva the mishtamish ba beinyan shahabayla makpidin bo kol sashmi raso. The second that you use it even for a little bit, that's it. You're not a shomer anymore. Your status has changed. If you're a shomer who's not allowed to use sadik, and then you start using it, your status changes. And it doesn't matter if lamaisa it's still guarded somewhat, your status has changed. Im kain to a shol shalomidas, which is next of a gazlan, as we'll say. Im kain elam bailam shuma no bishmiraso. Venimsa shakol ana shol zeb habi shoel shalomidas
v'chayiv. Basically, you're a gazlan.
You are a gazlan. Right, and this
is why the Gemara equates this much focus between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva to a case of
exactly. That's why the Gemara brings Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, right? Because now, because in the Seifa, it ends up saying that you are in status of a Gazlan, and it's going like Rabbi Yishmael, and it's going the ratio was going like Rabbi Yishmael that you don't need Das Bailam. But the second half was that you need Das Bailam. The question is, you might need be. Right. The question in the other case, Rabbi Yishmael required you could just take it out from the Eder and put it back from the Eder. So here, it's less than putting it back into the Eder. That's why even according to Rabbi Yishmael, it wouldn't be good enough. Right, because you still have it in your rishus.
Are you a Gazlan or a Gazlan?
You are a Gazlan. Let's talk about that right now. If you look at the Rambam Perek Gimel Hilchos Gezeila, that's his Perek where he talks all about the quasi Gazlanim. All the quasi Gazlanim are in Perek Gimel and Hilchos Gezeila. If you throw somebody off their boat, if you shalach yad bikadon, the Rambam says shalach yad bikadon, I raise a Gazlan, but it's chayev ba'onsav and nasas gedil b'rishusok din kol Gazlanim. Next case, he talks about hakofer bipikadon, right? If you swear that you don't have something of somebody's, that's also hareza gazlan. Im haya bershuso beishakofer nasal of gazlan v'chayv ba'onsav. Shol shalom shemadas bailin. Shol shalomidas hareza gazlan. Right? Chotev mashkon miara lobe shlo bershus bezdin. You go into somebody's house and you say, you didn't pay me back. You owe me $100. I'm taking a mashkon of yours. You grab it from somebody's. All of these are the quasi gazlanim cases, and right? Each one is unique. Figure out different Rambam with different lashonos regarding each one. That is Gzela Perek Gimel. What's important is that all of these cases are quasi gazlanim, not quasi ganavim. None of these cases are hareze ganav. They're all hareze gazlan. And if you remember, that fits into something that we discussed at length many times in Maseches Baba Kama. We discussed there b'shem Reb Chaim. There's a major difference between a ganef and a gazlan in lumdis. What's the mechayev of the case? We saw there's many differences between the halachas. Ganef is focused on the maisa geneva. That's the focus. Hotsa mirushus bailam. That's the Maisa Geneva. And that's why you can't even do Geneva for fun. Two, the Rambam says, I'm going to have a Maslo Meikat. We're going to get that. That's here, Samachal. First off, in his Eoneshef. Right? You can't do Goneva Maslo Meikat. You can't do Goneva Maslo Shalin. I'm just going to steal. I'm going to give it back to you in 5 minutes. That's also Asa Daraisa. Geneva's Goy is at Halacha Aleph for the Rambam. Because it's all about the Maisa Geneva. And therefore, these don't really have a Maisa Geneva. Shalef Yad Vipikadon. They have something that's considered a Maisa Geneva. They don't really have a Maisa Otsamir Shuso. But Gzela, if you remember, is the, what's the Machayev of Gzela? Hefsid Mamon. Hefsid Mamon. I'm causing the guy a loss. So in all these cases, you don't need a Maisa. I'm causing the guy a loss. Right? I deny having his Pikadon. I use his item. Especially if you need Chisaron by Shalei Poyad. All these cases, why are they Quasi Gazlanim? Because they all represent Hefsid Mamon, and therefore, that is why they're all considered quasi gazlanim. So all of them come up here, and also we're going to have a Bezrim on Sunday. We're going to have all the cases of Kovar of Shalech Vikadon, Shalech Shalamidas, the Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel, Mem Gimel, talk all about all of these cases. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara Itmar. Rav Levi, Chad Amar Shlichas Yad Tzricha Chisaron, Chad Amar Shlichas Yad Ein Tzricha Chisaron. Does Shlichas Yad require depreciation? Tis time the Rav who Amar Shlichas Yad Ein Tzricha Chisaron. Let's prove that Rav is the one that says it does not require Chisaron. Titani, because the Brisa says Roa Shahaya Roa Edro, a shepherd that has his herd. Vihiniach Edro Ubala Ir. He left his herd. He left his herd by itself and went to the city. Uba Zeiva Tarav Uba Arivadaras. So he left his herd, which might have been a pshia, but then an ones occurs. A lion comes and a wolf comes and rips up one of his sheep. Pater is pater in that case. Pater in that case. Why? As we'll see, Rashi explains, because that wasn't even a pshia. It wasn't even a pshia. The third line of Rashi, third wide line, de pater de onsin inhu. Vimishem diniach edro pshiahu, mukminan lo, de al beidna de aili inshi. Later on, the Gemara says it's a case where he left it during the day where there are people around, and it wasn't such a pshia. But it was an ones at the end, that's why he's pater. But hiniach maklo v'tarmilo alei chayiv. But if you put your stick or your knapsack on the sheep, you're chayiv. Because that's already using it. That's sholeach yad. V'avina v'mishim diniach maklo v'tarmilo alei chayiv. Hashak linu. What do you mean? He put his knapsack on there and he took it off. So the shlichus yad disappeared. So Gemara says, no. V'amar v'nachman amar v'avu amar rav v'odin alei. They're still on him. So Gemara again says, v'yimchi v'odin alei amai havi halo mashcha. But what kind of shlichus yad? He wasn't kone it. He didn't do anything with it. He just put his stick and his knapsack on it. No, you hit it with your stick and it ran. So you caused it to run, and that we know is a kinyan. Gemara says, I have a hollow chasra, but it didn't depreciate at all. So it must be, this is Shita's Rav, that Shlichus Yad does not require depreciation. Says the Gemara, maybe no raya, ema shikisha b'makel. Maybe it means that you weakened it when you hit it with your stick. That's what it means. It's economic, because it says that. So it must be Rav says the opposite. Rav says you need chisaron. So the Gemara, fine. Omi the Rav saver shlichas yad tzricha chisaron. Levi saver shlichas yad ain't a tzricha chisaron. From the fact that Rav says it needs chisaron, it must be Levi holds it does not need chisaron. My time is the Levi. So why does Levi say that it does not need chisaron? Let's stop there for a minute before Levi. Let me just say one point. Rashi says, what was the whole raya? We wanted to prove that shlichus yad ain't tzricha chisaron. Maybe asks Rashi, you're a shol shalomidas. Maybe you're a shol shalomidas. Asks Rashi. The Gemara says no. Four lines. Lohi dechir mina b'shomim she'ilo shalomidas b'davar she'ino kichish v'chisar machbas malacha. He says, no, you can only be a shol shalomidas by something that does not go down in value. But something that goes down in value, like animals, it was only going to be shlichus yad and not shol shalomidas. That she does Rashi. The Rashba wonders why that's true, but that is she does Rashi. Just one other makar I wanted to mention, and then we'll finish up. The Bircha Shmuel here talks about the sheet of the Baal Hamar, but also the very important line. He says, the ikr din shol shalomidas hu al yidei shemotzi hachefetz mirushushul shabaylim b'chdei lehishtamish bo. Shol Shlomidas is a case where you were motzi in Mirushus Bailim, right? Because Shomer is usually still considered the Rishus of the Bailim, and now I use it. Ubi Shomer de lo hotzi Mirushus Bailim, lo shayak zela kizu al yide shimush. Ta sof lo hotzi achavis Mirushus Bailim. Ella, the Shol Shlomidas, be Shomer, yesh lachayva midit, right? So that's why you need a a Hotzah Merushas Bailam. So says the Birch HaShmuel in giving shout to the Baal Amar, here there was no Hotzah Merushas Bailam. So therefore, that's why there is no Shol Shalom Das. Okay. Anyway, my time with the Levi. So why does the Levi say you don't need Chisaron? By Shlichos Yad. Amar Yochanan, I'm sure of Yezim Ben Arai. Mishunah Shlichos Yad. Amar B'Shamer Sachar. Mishlichos Yad. Amar B'Shamer Chinam. Shlichos Yad said by Shomer Sachar is different than the one said by Shomer Chinam. Va'ani Omer, but Rabbi Yochanan says himself, Ani Omer, Ein Mishuna. I don't think it is different. So what does that whole phrase mean? The Gemara is going to explain it now. Umay Mishuna, what does it mean that it's different? Because it says Shlichos Yad by both. Lo Tomer Shlichos Yad by Shomer Sachar, V'Tesi Mishomer Chinam. Why does it say Shlichos Yad by Shomer Sachar? I would have known it from Shomer Chinam. Umay Shomer Chinam, Shepater B'Gnei V'Aveda. Shomer Chinam, which is Pater in Gnei V'Aveda. Sholach B'Yad Chayiv. He has low-level responsibilities, and yet he's Chayiv for Shlichos Yad. So Shomer Sachar, Shechayiv B'Gnei V'Aveda, Lo Kol Shekein. So Shomer Sachar was Chayiv B'Gnei V'Aveda, surely should be Chayiv for Shlichos Yad. So why the Torah say it by Shomer Sachar? What's the extra pasuk by Shomer Sachar to teach me even if it didn't appreciate? It's still going to be chayav for Shlichos Yad. And Tosfos says on top, once you know it by Shomer Sachar, you could throw it back to Shomer Chinam. Right, you might have said, so fine, by Shomer Sachar, maybe Shomer Chinam only if there is Chisaron. So Tosfos, no, it's a Gilui Das that once you have it by one, you'll have it by the other. That is what Rebbe Yossi ben Uri says. So it's he said that the Gemara is assuming that it says there's an allusion in the psukim. I think the Gemara is going to quote it. Going to quote the psukim. I think it's Lo Shalach Yada. Va'ani Omer, but says Rabbi Yochanan Eini Mishuna. I don't think this pasuk is extra. I don't think there's any difference. Rabbi Elazar, Damer Davada Achasi. Rabbi Elazar says it's both the same. What does that mean? My Davada Achasi Mishum Digal Mifrach. No, there's a kasha. You could have said you couldn't have learned it from Shomer Chinam. Malo Shomer Chinam Shekein Mishalim Tashlume Keifa B'Toyntayin Esganuv. If Shomer Chinam says it was stolen and it comes out that he lied, so he's going to be chayef kefel for Toyntayin Esganuv. Uman Delope. Period. While Shomer Sacha will never be chayef kefel Toyntayin Esganuv. Why? Because if he says it was stolen, he's chayef to pay. He's chayef to pay. So you see, Shomer Chinam will never be chayef kefel. So that's why you can't learn. It says the Gemara, no, Uman Delope Parech. What does the first opinion hold? No, obvious. Sabar karna below shvua, difa mikfela b'shvua. If you're going to be chayiv every time you say it was stolen, that's worse. That's more stringent than a case where you're going to lie and say it was stolen, and when the ganav's found, you're going to have to pay kefa. What's the machlokas about? So you can look in the Dibros Moshe quoted on this Gemara discusses what the nekudas machlokas is about. Is it worse to pay karen always, or is it worse to have to pay kefel if you swore falsely? We had the line. You have to figure out what the Moses talks about. What is the shvua that you take l'sheker? Is that considered a maisa geneva or not? That's his zaderach. Let's continue. Rava Amar. Rava has a third shot. Lo tamer shlichos yad lo b'shem achinav lo b'shem b'sacher v'tezi mishoel. Why can't you just learn shlichos yad from mishoel? Uma shoel diladas bailam ka'avid by shoel who is acting with the bailam's permission. Shalach b'yad chayiv, and yet if he uses it incorrectly, chayiv is going to be chayiv for that. So shomachinav v'shem b'sacher lo kol shekein. So surely other shomrim who are not using it lo das bailam should be chayiv. So lama ne'amar. So why did it say it? So So Rava says, number one extra one is to teach me that you don't have to depreciate. The Edoch, and the other one is Shlo Tomer, Dai Lovim, and Adin Lios Kenidon. To tell me, right, by a Kal V'Chomer, we always say it's limited to what the Milamid, what the case of the Milamid is, to the Nilmad. So that's called Dayo. It's enough. We have as far as for Dayo back in Baba Kama. So don't say dayo here. That's what the extra pasuk is teaching me. Ma shoel b'baylam pater, av shomachinav v'shomer sachar b'baylam pater. Because you might have said that just like a shoel b'baylam, if he's working for the owner, he's going to be pater. So to the other shomrim, kamashmalan, you don't say that. The pater of b'baylam is only by shoel, as Bezrim will talk about later in the Masechta. Period. According to the other opinion that says Shlichos Yad needs depreciation, what do they do with these two extra Shlichos Yads? Right, because you just learned it from Shoel. So Chada Zoshlo Tomer Dai Lovim and Adin Lios Kenidon. Teach me you don't say Dayo. The Ida, the other one, look at the Tanya for the following Brisa. V'nikra Balabais Elho Elokim L'Shvua. Right, that if the Balabais, the Toveah, brings the Shomer to the Elohim, to the judges, that means L'Shvua, to make him swear. Meaning you're only going to be Chayiv, Toyntayin is Ganav, if he took a Shvua that it was stolen. Ata Omer, I was talking about at the beginning of Meruba, what the purpose of that Shvua is. Ata Omer l'Shvua, Einu Elo Din. Do I say that just means you bring him to swear, or you just bring him for a court case? So Nemer Shlichas Yad L'Matem, Nemer Shlichas Yad L'Mala. So that's what the other Shlichas Yad is there to teach me. Egzei Reshava, Malahalon l'Shvua, Afkan l'Shvua. Period. So we have this Egzei Reshava. Remember, we discussed in the past that Egzei Reshava, there's a Mesoris about Egzei Reshava. Is this a Machlokas about Egzei Reshava? Is there a Machlokas about this? So we did have we mentioned in the past the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara there says that a Gzeir Shava you have to have a Rebbe for. You have to have a Rebbe for a Gzeir Shava. So that's true. For Kal V'Chomer, you can dash in yourself, and everything in the middle is a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, right? Whether it's everything's like Kal V'Chomer, everything's like Gzeir Shava. But even though Gzeir Shava, you have to have a Mesorfer from a Rebbe, so that doesn't mean everybody has the same Gzeir Shavas. I can have a Gzeir Shav from my Rebbe, you can have a Gzeir Shav from your Rebbe. And even if we have the same words, only words are passed down. But what halacha is learned from those words, that's, the Rishonim say, that might, two Talmidim might have a different Masorah in that. So here, there might be a machlokas about whether you use this Gzeir Shav, but that's fine. One is allowed to have a machlokas about that as long as you learn the Gzeir Shav from your Rebbe. Okay, we'll stop here. And Hashem, we'll continue. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.